This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has said that India succeeded in Operation Sindoor by using indigenous technology, thereby hitting 9 or 10 targets in 28 minutes, crisscrossing Pakistan. In his speech at the 62nd convocation of IIT Madras today, he said that the Indian military had the state-of-the-art indigenous technology like BrahMos, integrated air command systems and radars in the battlefield during Operation Sindoor.
13 air bases of Pakistan now, before 10th May and after 10th May. Whether it was in Sargodha, or it was in Rahim Yar Khan, or it was in Chakrala, or it was in Rawalpindi, including the Bellori, where they have got the AVEX, the Avoidance Control System. Now, I'm not telling any of this thing. I'm only telling what the foreign media, on the basis of the imageries, have put this thing, the images. So we very good to achieve. We are capable of doing that.
The National Security Advisor called upon the students and the youth to make the country a developed state in 2047 by inventing technologies, using resources including rare earth minerals, artificial intelligence and quantum computing. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting on the rejuvenation of the Yamuna River in New Delhi. Union Ministers Manohar Lal Khattar, C.R. Patil, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, along with other senior officials, attended the meeting. The discussion focused on coordinated efforts and action plans to restore and rejuvenate the Yamuna River. Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy today launched a scheme to incentivize electric trucks, e-trucks, under the PM e-Drive scheme. This is the first time that the government has launched support for electric trucks to help the country's transition to clean and sustainable freight mobility. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Kumaraswamy said a dedicated provision has been made to reserve incentives for approximately 1,100 e-trucks registered in Delhi with an outlay of 100 crore rupees. National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has strengthened process for reporting loose fast tags for blacklisting to ensure smooth tolling operations. Road Transport and Highways Minister, in a statement today, said loose fast tags that are commonly known as tag in hand pose a challenge to the efficiency of electronic toll collection operations. The ministry said to ensure timely corrective measures, NHAI has provided a dedicated email ID and has directed the toll collection agencies and concessionaires to immediately report such fast tags. Several regions of Himachal Pradesh have been experiencing intense monsoon rainfall since last night. The meteorological department has issued a heavy rain alert for most parts of the state today as well. An orange alert for rain has been issued for Sunday, while a yellow alert remains in effect until July 17th. A correspondent reports that Himachal Pradesh has already received 23% more than the normal rainfall for the month of July. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty ended the trading session in negative territory for the third straight day today. Both indices fell nearly 1%, weighed down by selling pressure in IT stocks and continued uncertainty over US President Donald Trump's trade policies. The 30-share BSE Sensex settled at 82,500, down 690 points or 0.83%, while the NSE Nifty 50 ended the day at 25,150, falling 205 points or 0.81%. In cricket, hosts England with 324 for 7 in the first innings against India at Lord's when reports last came in. England resumed the play at the overnight score of 251 for 4 against India on day 2 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy. England ended day 1 with a strong grip on the match, with Joe Root unbeaten at 99 and Ben Stokes at 39 at the crease. In Wimbledon tennis, 6th seed and 7-time champion Novak Djokovic will lock horns with top seed Jannik Sinner of Italy in the men's singles semifinals in London this evening. The 38-year-old Serbian is only 2 victories away from an unprecedented 25th Grand Slam title. In another last 4 clash, 2nd seed Carlos Alcaraz of Spain will take on 5th seed Taylor Fritz of US later tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.